thank you so much for your word and how we can apply it to our lives and challenge us to make changes that are positive, God. Thank you for the guidance that you have in your life, in our lives. I pray, Lord, that the words that I say would be pleasing to you and that they would be a benefit and build up your church. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So time, it's something that is continually marching on, whether we want it to or not. Every day, it's predictable. It brings about 24 hours, which translates into 1,440 minutes, which also brings about the exact same 86,400 seconds, which sounds like a lot when you say it that way, but it never seems like it's actually enough. It doesn't matter how many thousands of seconds or minutes you have. It just seems like sometimes the amount of time that we have, though it's predictable, though it never changes, it's always surprising how quickly it all melts away in front of us, and we're left wondering where it went. Time is always marching on, whether you want it to or not. And even though we all have the same amount of time every day, it plays out differently for each of us. Some people, it's always surprising to me how much they can get done the exact same 24-hour period that I have. And then for others, it seems like you can't keep up. The demands on your schedule and the things that pop up always seem to just eat the time away, and you're left there wondering, why are those people getting so much done and I feel like I'm not getting anything done? How do we ensure that in our lives, as Paul said in our reading, we don't labor in vain, that we don't run in vain? Because instead of having the schedule be a tool that is a benefit to us, sometimes it seems like the schedule is what's running us. That it's the master, and we're just sort of at its whims and not being able to get it under control. And I think that really a lot of the difficulties comes from a cluttered schedule, which for the purposes of this message, a cluttered schedule is a schedule that could be has too much stuff on it, that's overpacked, full to the brim, or it could be a schedule that's just disorganized and you're having trouble keeping track of things because it's not organized. Both of those things cause problems in your life, and both are important to think about making changes with. To help put together this sermon, just like some of the sermons that we're going to be seeing in the next few weeks, we interviewed some people from our church who were especially qualified to speak to the topic at hand. So today we're going to hear about someone. We're going to hear from Dr. Ron Hopkins, who is very qualified to speak to cluttered schedules and how to fix them. So we'll hear a little bit about Ron and where he comes from.
I'm Ron Hopkins. Let's see, professionally I'm trained as a psychologist. I have a PhD in psychology. I spent about 17 years in the mental health field. Did some work as an entrepreneur. Then joined the corporate world for about another 15 years. Now I'm on my third career as a professor at the University of Houston.
So we'll hear a little more from Dr. Ron as the message goes on. He's got some practical information that helped me put together the sermon, and when we get to how to combat a cluttered schedule. But before we get to that, the practical stuff, I'm sure that no one in this room is surprised that the Bible shows that God has concern for our time and what we do with it. And so I would like to focus on a couple of passages that will help orient us towards what it is we're trying to do with our schedule and why it might be important to address a schedule that's over-cluttered. The scripture passage in Philippians that we read, Paul talks about the idea of running and laboring in vain. And that's something that speaks both to our spiritual life, but also to our life as it lives out in a material world where we're doing things and there are demands on our time. Paul tells us that God works in us in order to bring about his good purpose for our lives. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And we want to ensure that what we're doing and what we do in the time that we have available to us helps us to live into the good purpose that God has for us, rather than distracting us and keeping us moving in other directions that might be further away from where God wants us to be. So God does have a plan for us. It's also clear if you look at other scriptures, like Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, that God God's concerned with how we spend our time and what we do with the time that we have available. The scripture says, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And that's a really challenging passage. I know that I often don't meet the mark of that passage of using the time that I have available to me as the best that I possibly can. But this scripture is a challenge to try and do that. But what this passage is not a challenge to do is to be a workaholic. And sometimes there is a tendency to move in that direction. And that's absolutely not the desire that God has for us. I mean, even Jesus took a break. So because of that, while it's important, we want to use the time that we have available the best way that we can to not overdo it too far in the other direction. And I'll talk a little bit more about the importance of the Sabbath later in the message. And then in Jeremiah chapter 29, we see even more along the lines that God does have a plan for us. The scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." It's clear from scripture that God desires that we take care and concern when we plan our schedules and how it plays out as we live our lives. And that happens on two sides. On one side, having an uncluttered schedule can bring you benefits to your personal life and the peace that you feel and your level of stress. But then also, it's even more importantly, it's because the Lord has a plan for us and for our lives. And so keeping those two things balanced will help us as we look at the issue. Now, unfortunately, even with the best laid plans that you have, sometimes the clutter that messes up the other parts of our lives ends up on our schedule as well. And so it's easy to get distracted from the plan that God has for us, and then it also leaves you feeling like you can never possibly get ahead because your schedule is so cluttered. How are you going to get it all done? And so, with clutter being a problem, there's a million reasons why clutter finds its way onto our schedules. But I wanted to point out a couple of really important ones. As you look at your life, maybe this is something that you find yourself struggling with. I think that often our cluttered schedules end up that way because we do it to ourselves. And that can be a hard thing to come to terms with. But the reason why I feel pulled in a million directions and everything feels so hectic is because I've let it happen to myself. And if you have children or you've raised children, I'm sure you'll understand this one particular way that this happens is there's always that parental guilt. So you want the best possible life for your child, and so you want them to have all the advantages that they could possibly have. So when your child comes to you and says, "Mom or Dad, I want to participate, I want to do this," and you're like, "Okay, well that's a good thing to do. This could benefit their life," so you add it onto the schedule. And then they come to you with other things, so you add that onto the schedule. Well, then, in your mind, you also have an idea of what might be good for your child and what you would like for them to do and what could be a part of a well-rounded upbringing. And so then you might push them in a direction to do something else. And so you add another activity onto your schedule. And then with work and other responsibilities and family life, before you know it, your schedule is completely packed. And nothing on the schedule may be bad. You've just packed your schedule full of things that are good, but you've extended yourself more than you can maybe handle. And then sometimes, some of us have a hard time saying no. You don't want to disappoint others, and so you commit to things that you don't really have time for, and there's just not a place really to slot it on your schedule, but you force it in there anyway, which then can lead to stress. It can lead to disappointment because you don't have time to focus on the things that you focus on those activities well, and so then you end up frustrated thinking you could have done better, or you feel like others are disappointed in you. In the interview that Ron did for us, he spoke a little more about how a cluttered schedule affects our life, especially how once you have a cluttered schedule, when the unexpected stuff in life pops up, it makes it hard to manage those surprises.
One of the things that I think we have to do is try to prioritize, sometimes in the moment. And I think sometimes we do confuse things that appear urgent as something that must be important. But I don't think that's always the case. So you think about your life every day. So we get up in the morning, and we have a lot of things to do. We go to work. We take the kids to school. We pick the kids up from school. We want the kids to be in all kind of activities. And all of a sudden, you realize that your day, just on the normal things, is pretty packed. But then you want to put other stuff on there, you know, because you want to take the kids somewhere, or you want to go out to dinner somewhere, or you want to do other things. And that's just a whole other layer. And then things unexpectedly just pop up, and you get a phone call, or you get an email or a message or something, and all of a sudden you've got another thing. So our day is so cluttered with things.
And that's a problem that a lot of us have. When your schedule's cluttered, how do you manage the unexpected stuff that pops up in life? And there are many other reasons why we find ourselves in a situation of having a cluttered schedule. Those are just some of the reasons. But then also when you get to the problems that come out of having a cluttered schedule, and there again, there are many of those more than I have time to list, but a couple of the big ones, first of all, there's stress. Constantly feeling like you're burning the candle at both ends, that you're never able to get ahead, that's a stressful position to be in, and it's uncomfortable. And excessive stress has other problems just besides how you feel in the moment, because stress has been linked to all sorts of health conditions that pop up and problems. And so stress is an important thing to mitigate if you possibly can, and when it comes to a cluttered schedule, maybe we can. And then there's exhaustion. A cluttered schedule often means that you're doing more than you really have the energy to be doing and that you have time for. And so then things get left out, like resting, like doing things that make you feel good and revitalized as a person, or spending time with those that are close to you. It just leads to feeling tired and burned out. And another reason, a really important reason, that factors into the belief that we have that God does have a plan for us, and as Scripture has shown that God has a plan for us. And if our schedule is too cluttered, it can be difficult to have space in our life for God. And to be able to sense the guidance of the Spirit. As believers, we know that God's Spirit is with us, and He guides us through life. And there's the possibility that if our schedule is so cluttered, if we're rushing back and forth all the time without taking time to stop, to listen, to breathe, there's a chance that we could miss out on something really important that God had for us that could have made a huge blessing in someone else's life, in our life, and it could just be easy to miss the quiet whisper of God sometimes. And so that could be another problem that comes from having a cluttered schedule. So there's a lot of problems that a cluttered schedule brings us. So how do we attack it? There are, if we've got one, if you're sitting there thinking, well, yeah, maybe I have done some of those things. Well, there are a lot of ways that you can attack a cluttered schedule. And Ron has a little bit of guidance for that as well.
Number one, I think you have to make that list of the things that you really value and that you want to do. And then I agree, then we need to make sure that we do block time for that. But here's the key. We have to block time for it. We have to realize we value it enough to have the discipline to take that time and say, this is the time I'm going to do these things. And I'm not going to let other things distract me. I'm not going to let other emergencies get in the way. I'm just going to do these things now. And I'm going to focus on these things. And when those are done, then I'll look at what's next. But it really is, it comes down, and I keep using this word, but it really comes down to prioritization. Just getting it right. And I think when you do that, you'll find that a lot of that stuff that you thought was important in the long run probably really didn't matter that much.
And Ron has other information from that interview. If you go to our YouTube page, you can see more of some of the tips that he has. As was pointed out in the video, it's important to make a list, to start by looking at what you need to get accomplished, And once you've seen that, then that opens you up to figuring out how to make it possible. And every resource that I referenced in this for this sermon talked about the importance of making a list. And there were some other interesting ways to approach making a list. Some people called it doing a brain dump. And that the idea is that you get everything that's filling your head, that's knocking around in there, you get that out onto a piece of paper and out of your head. And if you're the type of person who lays awake at night with all of the things that you need to get done or the things that you got undone knocking around in there, keeping you from going to sleep, and you're starting to worry and you're stressed out about the next day before the day has even come, then a brain dump might be useful for you. You get it all out there, and then you can see the things that are really important, and then maybe there are some things that maybe aren't as big of an issue as you're making them in your brain. And then I saw that some people even recommended making a stop doing list, which I thought was a really neat idea. What you do is you make a list of the things that you want to stop doing in your life, and it can be anything. It can be behaviors, it can be tasks that you find yourself getting into that you want to avoid because they're taking up too much time or they don't fit in with the priorities that you have for your time and for your life. So stop doing lists can be really useful. And then as Ron said in the video, once you've got a list, once you've made a list of what needs to happen, then to prioritize it and realize it can be very freeing to recognize that you really can't do everything. Because there's a limited amount of time that you have. There's a limited amount of resources. And so if you can come to terms with the fact that everything that you might want to get done or everything that you're asking to get done might not happen, that can be really freeing. And that frees you up to start to figure out what it is that's important in your life. What are those things that you want to ensure that you're doing, that you want to ensure get done? And by doing that, you can prioritize and recognize what's important to you as a person. And then, and this is a big one for the people that struggle with it, it's learning how to gracefully say no. And if you're a person that doesn't like to disappoint people, this can be the hardest thing to learn when it comes to getting a schedule under control, because you don't want to disappoint people. So if you're being asked to do something, your tendency is to just say yes and then figure out how to make it happen. But then things stack up and you end up cluttered, just like you end up with too much to do. So if you learn how to say no gracefully to the things that you don't have time for or the things that maybe don't fit in at the time, then that frees you up to say yes to the things that are important, the things that you want to make sure get done. And then you can use time management tools. There are so many different tools available, and some of them, and not one tool is going to work for everybody. So exploring and learning that you can cut something out if it's not working for you and try the next thing really helps. One tool that does help a lot of people is blocking out time. And that's, once you've got your list, you've prioritized what you want to get done, then it's to set time aside to get it done and then focus only on that. And by setting things into blocks, you can plan ahead, and then you also get the satisfaction of seeing something get done and move on. And so there's so many ways, and so it's just really finding what works for you. And this is a big one this is the monster that always seems to get me, and that's avoiding procrastination. That's a tough one. I've always remembered from my childhood, I was at the mall one day with my parents, and I bumped into my principal. And it was already a little bit awkward, because it can be a little strange when you see your teacher or your principal outside of school. So we're having a conversation, and he looks at me and he says, "Joshua, have you done your homework?" And I kind of dropped my head and said, "No, sir." And he said, "Joshua, procrastination is the thief of time." And it always stuck with me, and I think about it often, because procrastination is the thief of time, but it's the thief of a lot of other things as well, because procrastination is also the thief of peace. If you find yourself putting things off that need to get done, then that's how you end up at night with things knocking around your head and not being able to sleep, with weight on your shoulder of the things that you need to get done that you just really don't want to do, and it can be for so many reasons. But avoiding procrastination can really helps with that. And then this is the fun one. This is something that is so important, and it's to schedule time for rest. Because for a lot of people, if you don't schedule time to rest, it's not going to happen. And we're not robots who are just exist to complete tasks and get things done. We're human, and we have needs. We have things that we need to rest. We need to do the things that we enjoy that revitalize us. We need to spend time developing relationships with friends and family. And so if you find yourself in a situation where your schedule is so busy that you don't have time to do that, then carve out time to make it happen. Make it a priority. Schedule a block time if you have to, but just make sure that you schedule time into rest, because it's so important. God, after He created the earth, the Bible says that God rested. He took a Sabbath, and we need that as well. And Jesus also observed the Sabbath. He also went off to rest and recuperate when He felt exhausted. And we all need that as well, so that you can make what's most important in your life and what God has for you. You have the energy to fulfill that. And it really does come down to knowing that God has a plan for you. He has something that He desires for you to do. And so if you take practical steps to free up your schedule, to get the issues of a cluttered schedule out of your life, together with God, it is possible. There might be times of frustration. You might have times of discouragement, but keep trying. And if you have trouble saying no and you find yourself overcommitting to a bunch of stuff, well then recognize it and try again. But with God as your guide, with intentionality, you can absolutely walk in the plan that He has for you, and you can remove the stress and strain of a cluttered schedule. I'd like to close with a story that I think encapsulates this really well. There was a successful businessman who had just come into he had just acquired a new Jag. It was the car he always wanted, and it was a beautiful car. So he was driving on his way to work. He was driving a little fast, as you would in a Jag, but nothing too extreme. He's moving along. He's looking out for distractions, for cars, for maybe a kid moving into the way, trying to pay attention. He's not seeing anything. As he approaches an intersection, out of nowhere, a brick just smashes into the side of his door with a loud thud. Well, he immediately slams on the brakes, and he's furious. He throws open the door. He jumps out and starts trying to figure out where this brick came from that's damaged my new beautiful car. He sees a boy standing over at the side looking a little bit frightened, and he ran over and started yelling at the boy. "What did you do that for? I know it was you who threw that brick. How thoughtless of you. You've messed up my car. Do you know how much this is going to cost to fix?" And he's just really like letting the boy have it. Well, the boy starts to cry and says, "Mister, I'm sorry, I did. I threw the brick, but it was because nobody would stop to help me. I couldn't get anybody's attention, and so I was desperate. And so I did what I could to get someone to stop, because over here around the side of this car, my brother, he doesn't get around very well, and as we went up over the curb, he fell out of his wheelchair, and he's laying on the ground, and he can't get up." Well, the man immediately felt horrible and rushed over to help the boy up. He lifted him up into the chair. He wiped the scratch, and he wiped at the cuts and scratches on the boy's face, made sure that the boy was okay, helped them on their way, and kind of left in a little bit of a stupor and walked back up to his car, looked at the car door, and said, "Oh, that's a pretty big dent," got in and drove off. And he kept driving the car for years, and he never got the dent fixed, even though it was kind of unsightly, because he wanted it as a reminder of the boy that he had met, and the fact that he doesn't want to go through life moving so fast that someone has to throw a brick to get your attention. And that really is what it is like, is sometimes. So brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this. Regardless of all the things that go involved with cluttering up a schedule and why it happens, it really is an important thing to try and alleviate, because you don't want to move through life with such a cluttered schedule, moving through life so fast that your friends, your family, your loved ones, your children, or even God has to throw a brick to get your attention. Let's pray. Gracious God, Thank you so much for the care and concern that you have for your life. Thank you, Lord, for the challenge that we see in your word to focus on you. Thank you for the assurances that we have that you have a plan for us. Thank you, God, for those in our lives who are able to guide us along the way with things that we struggle with, to give us practical information. Thank you, Lord, for the plan that you have for us. Help us, Lord, to look for opportunities to live into that plan each and every day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.